Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Today I want to come to you and talk about one. Let's talk about this idea of one. If you contend for the faith, or you share the faith, or you discuss theology with various people, it's a fact that you're going to hear all kinds of different false ideas, heresy, unbiblical ways spouted out by people, false teachers, denominations, churchianity, false traditions. And they will deceive you, lest you test them out to the Word of God. One area that is often twisted, attacked, and lied about is the area where God is one, and where one comes into play. You'll see as I read some scriptures here. False teachers will always try to cause confusion, trying to add to Scripture, teach things that oppose Scripture, go their own way. We can't let them deceive us. Must follow after the truth of God, rightly discerning. Let's look at some concepts in the Scriptures that talk about one. First one, there's one God. You know, many false religions around the world claim multiple gods. They invent their own gods. They're following satanic gods. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord. So God is one. Very, very important. Don't let anyone ever deceive you into something, believing something different. How about one Holy Spirit? People, especially in these last days, are swept up in a lot of false signs and wonders. There's a lot of false spirits, kundalini, slain in the spirit, a lot of demonic activity going on. There's one Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. There's one Spirit, folks. Don't be deceived by all these false spirits going around, teaching false things, doing false signs, not bearing the fruit that's of the Father. Keep that in mind. How about one Savior and Mediator? Jesus warned us in Matthew 24 that there'll be many false Jesus, false people saying Christ is here, Christ is there. False messiahs will come. No, there's one true Savior and Mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there's one God, one Mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There's one Savior. You need to be clinging to this one true Savior. How about one Word? You know, a lot of deception comes in all of the false translations, new types of Bibles. They're adding Scripture, adding text. They're adding things like they want to put the Apocrypha in, or the writings of early church fathers, people writing books. There's one Word. There's one truth. Acts 4:29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. There's one word. I hope you're in that one word, Genesis to Revelation, not being deceived by all of the false ways regarding the Word of God. How about one body? There's one body. Churchianity and all the denominations have invented 40-some thousand different bodies. Isn't that incredible? All coming from man-made traditions, from division, from strife, from leaving sound Scripture, compromise, ecumenicalism. All these multiple different types of bodies. People will tell you, oh, you're not of our body, and you're not of that body. There's one body. Ephesians 4:4. For there's one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called into one hope of your calling. there's one body, folks. Are you part of the one body of Christ, not false man-made churchianity? Consider that. How about there's one gospel? False gospels abound. Paul warned about it. Jesus talked about the false messiahs, false Jesus, the false Christ's coming, Jesus warned of. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached to you, lest you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is the one gospel. By faith in Christ's perfect finished work and shed blood and resurrection, we come to repentance. We're born again by the Spirit of God. Holiness and obedience leads the way in our lives. If we're truly born of him, we endure in the faith. That's the one true gospel. Don't be deceived by easy believism, free grace, all these false gospels out there. There's one gospel. How about one unity? One unity. Ecumenicalism, all the merging of all these false bodies and compromised, worldly, fleshly, man-made tradition ways. They'll all tell you, well, you can't agree. You can't get a group of people to agree, so it's okay if we all disagree, and there's all this confusion. No, this is what Paul says, 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, and that ye be perfectly joined together, the same mind, and in the same judgment. Hey, if we got one God, if we got one Spirit, if we got one Savior, we can have one unity. We have one word. We can have one unity. Amen. If we strive for it, we can. That's what the Word of God says. Don't be deceived by these people that say otherwise. How about one interpretation? Yep, people are always reading a text, telling you, well, you can interpret it this way, you can interpret it that way. They twist it, they corrupt it. 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. So we have to be very careful of all these false interpretations that are going on. Make sure we're being led by the Spirit that teaches us the Word and we get the accurate truth from the Word of God. How about one straightway, narrow road? Yeah, the world around us abounds with many so-called paths to God, enlightenment, yoga, Hinduism, Buddhism, New Age, Gaia, Wiccans, witchcraft, all these things supposedly lead to enlightenment and eternity. Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. There's one way. Jesus Christ, that one Savior, is the way. If you're not following him via the gospel, you're not on the narrow path, the straight way. You're on the road to destruction. Ponder that and test yourself. How about one kingdom of God? You know, Satan fell. He's created his own kingdom. He's the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And he's deceiving men and nations and people all over. And all the religions are striving to create their own kingdom, sometimes kingdoms on earth, their own false kingdom to come. There's been crazy cults that say that they're going to be taken away by aliens and have another kingdom. So many false kingdoms. There's one kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There's one kingdom, folks. It's the kingdom of God, found in the Word of God, revealed through the Spirit of God, taught by the Savior. And that's what we need to be following after. So God's way, I hope you see this through this teaching, his narrow way, his truth, is exclusive. In many areas, it's one. It's not open to alteration, adjustment, or additions. Remember that. It's God's way, not our way. We have to be very careful when we're trying to seek after the truth of God that we're not led astray by something other than the pure Word of God. People are often trying to complicate it. They add to the truth of God. They take away from the truth of God. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God is not the author of confusion. If you're confused about things, it's a very good chance you're leaving the truth of God. God's word is not confusing if you're born of God and you're reading it and following it, being led by the Spirit. That's very, very critical. So test yourself at the gospel. Make sure that you're born of God, and then you won't be confused in the word of God. Doesn't mean you'll understand everything perfectly, but confusion and not fully understanding are two different things. That's a topic for another time. So he is the one mediator. He's one in so many aspects. He's one God in his characteristics, his word, his spirit, his ways often show us this one pattern. I hope that you'll ponder that. Think about those things of God that are one. The word backs it up. Think about how the enemy, Satan, and man, and false religion try to create many options, many choices, many gods, many spirits, many gospels, many avenues, many different paths. But the Bible says in these important areas, there's one way, one truth, one word, one Father, one Savior, one Spirit, one unity. Amen. I hope this teaching settles you as a follower of Christ into his truth. Or if you're a seeker or not sure, I hope it causes you to go test yourself the gospel. Don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Thousands of articles for you. Look on the gospel link. It's on every page. Test yourself to the gospel. Make sure today you're following the one true Most High God. That's the message I want to leave you with. And you know that by the word of God and the confirmation of the Holy Spirit that works within us, teaching us all things. So, hey, thanks for listening. This has been Brother James. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith and on that one narrow path to eternal life. Repent. Come out of the world. Come out of false man-made religion. Leave your flesh behind. Kill your flesh. Crucify it. And follow Christ, the kingdom of God that leads to righteousness and eternal life. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.